Y107.3 WYBZ. I'm Ron Strong, and joining us is Charles Farmer. He's with the Diabetes Association. And Charles, first of all, welcome. And it's coming up, the Swim Walk for Diabetes. And tell us a little bit about the Swim Walk. You guys have been doing this now since 1975.
Since 1975, Central Ohioans have actually been diving into the water to help to raise more than $4 million for the Central Ohio Diabetes Association to assist with youth programs, diabetes education, free detection screenings, and also outreach efforts.
When we talk about diabetes, a lot of people are walking around probably don't even know that they might be experiencing diabetes. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Half the people that have the disease are unaware of it, and that's just because of the fact that the education is limited for a lot of people. So what we're trying to do in a number of ways is to educate people and encourage them to find out more about the disease. Learn as much as you can about it, particularly if you have a family history, which means you might be more susceptible to dealing with the disease than others. If you look at the numbers, there are over 24 million people with diabetes in the United States of America, over 700,000 people with diabetes in Ohio, and over 200,000 people in Central Ohio alone.
One of the things I don't think people are aware of is that there are new cases of diabetes coming out almost all the time. I mean, it's rapid fire, it seems like.
What we're trying to do, that's why we mentioned about early detection and awareness, because you find out about it, you can try to stave off the disease, if you will, because the warning signs are things that people sometimes take for granted as they get older. You look at a family history, the blurred vision, excessive thirst and using the restroom quite often, and excessive weight loss or gain, and also drowsiness or fatigue. Particularly drowsiness and fatigue are kind of related to what people think to getting older. But we have to look for these signs, find out as much as we can, get tested. If you do have the disease, find out what you can, take control of it, and move forward with your life.
Well, one of the things, Charles, that happens, you got a big event that helps raise money to go into the research of diabetes, and it's the Swim Walk for Diabetes. Let's talk. It's coming up on February the 28th. How can somebody get involved?
Well, first of all, you can get involved by giving us a call at 1-800-422-7946. Again, that's 1-800-422-7946 or 422-SWIM for those that would like to remember it that way. Or you can also sign up online, www.swimfordiabetes.org.
Now, how many people, Charles, do you think participate in the swim walk for diabetes in the past? I mean, are this something that people are really jumping on?
I think so. I think we kind of average varies at least to like 1,000 swimmers and volunteers each year. But the wonderful thing about it is we are having the Diabetes Association having the Swim for Diabetes at 40 various pools in Central Ohio. And on the 28th, the folks in Zanesville can pop over to the Bishop Rosecrans High School and swim with us. And I also believe they can walk over there as well. So you can, and this is all inside, so it's not outside, so you don't have to worry about being cold or anything like that.
All right, Charles Farmer with the Diabetes Association. Thanks again. And once again, if you want to join, 1-800-422-SWIM is the number, or log on to their website, www.swimfordiabetes.org. Thanks for joining us, and get out there and support the Diabetes Association.